Doctor Who and the Talons of Weng Chiang by Terence Dix. Read by Christopher Benjamin. Chapter 1. Terror in the Fog. They were having a good night at the palace. Even though it was only the first performance of the evening, the theatre was packed. In the boxes in the front stalls sat the toffs. Men immaculate in evening dress, ladies in fine evening gowns, all down in the East End for a night at the music hall. The body of the theatre and the grand circle above were filled with local people, tradesmen and their wives and families, bank clerks and shop assistants. High above, in the topmost balcony, known as the gods, the poorer people were crowded onto hard wooden benches. Labourers, dock workers, soldiers and sailors, even some of the half-starved unemployed, they'd all managed to scrape together a few coppers for the big night of the week. They were a tough crowd up in the gods, ready to show their feelings with booze, catcalls and rotten fruit if an act wasn't to their liking. But now, like everyone else in the theatre, they were staring entranced at the gorgeously robed figure on stage, the famous Chinese magician, Li Shen Chang. He was a tough, savage place, this London of the 1890s. A place of contrasts. Victoria was on the throne, and the British Empire covered much of the globe. England was powerful.